Welcome to the Soulful Badass podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Jackson, an intuitive success coach from the UK, and I'm here to help entrepreneurs, leaders, and soul-aligned goddesses to create epic levels of success and impact in your life and your business. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you are tuning in every week for mindset talk, manifestation, magic, and incredible interviews with other soul-aligned entrepreneurs. So hit the subscribe button, and I'd love to invite you to come and join the Soulful Badass community. All the links are in the show notes. Please go and click them, and I'll see you in there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. This week, I want to talk to you about your desires and why they haven't come into fruition yet. So often we don't manifest as quick as we want, and I'm going to go into why that might be happening. So let's be honest with ourselves. If you are not living the life that you desire to live, you are not currently in alignment with the life that you desire to live. That is basically why it's not happening. And that can be due to lots of different reasons, but because we work with energy, and energy is the frequency that everything vibrates at, what happens is your desires have their own frequency. If you think about £1 million, that has a different frequency to £1. It's very different energy, and the energy that we place on something either makes it reachable or unreachable. We often don't align ourselves very well with our desires, and that's why it can take a bit of time for them to come to fruition. So when you think of your big desires, how aligned do you feel to them? Do you actually feel that they could happen tomorrow, or do you feel like they are far out? Do you feel like they're a bit out of reach? Because then what happens is that's what they become, a bit out of reach. And often when we're not in alignment with our desires, the main reason is we are actually focusing on our fear more than our desire. We let our fear win over focusing on the desires. And let me explain that. You might have a desire to make lots of money in your business, to maybe be a millionaire in your business. And yet there might be a part of you that you haven't actually explored that is scared of that, is scared of the thought of becoming a millionaire in your business. You might be thinking, if I was a millionaire and I was making all that money in my business, what would I have to give up? What would I have to sacrifice to make that happen? What would my life look like? Would people like me? Because some people think rich people aren't nice. So there might be a fear inside that's thinking, well, if I have that much money, I won't be as liked, or I won't be as connected with my community, or I might get trolled online. There is so many things that could be coming up as undiscovered fears to your desires that you are just not diving into. It might be that you want a really successful career at work, but there might be a part of you that thinks, well, if I do that, you know, I'm going to have to be someone's boss. And then what if they don't like me? What if I have a bad team? What if I'm not a good leader? There could be all sorts of things coming up there. Or you might think, well, I want to have a dream house in the sun. And then there's part of you that thinks, well, all my family are here. All my friends are here. If I have a dream life in the sun, I'm going to have to move away from everything I know and love. And there's all these little things that come up as niggly little beliefs that are anchoring you under the surface. Often these niggly little beliefs are the things that are running the show rather than allowing you to align to the frequency. So every time you think of those desires, when you think of them and you set into them and you get that dream, and then suddenly it's like you're brought back to reality with a reminder of something that could go wrong, or you could lose it, or what if this happens? Suddenly that is them dream, them little nudges, them little things anchoring you back down. And that is why I'm saying you are not actually in alignment with the frequency of where you want to be, because our fears are speaking louder than our desires. because we are brought up in society to look at the problem. We are always brought up to look at the thing that is worrying you. That's how you fix your problems, isn't it? You know, you don't fix your problems by burying your head in the sand. So we always focus on the worry part. So our brain has literally been trained to worry. Our brain has been trained to focus on them things and try and figure them out in order for us to have the other thing. But often what we're doing is we're trying to stop ourselves feeling bad rather than focusing on feeling good. We spend our whole life in fear that we're going to feel bad, and we put things in place. We have savings account for a rainy day. We get jobs that we hate because, you know, the worst thing would be to be unemployed. There is so many things we do, which is a protection mechanism to stop us feeling bad rather than focusing our life on living and feeling good. Now, you might be finding yourself doing this all the time, and it can come down to these underneath niggling beliefs that are really running the show, that are really anchoring you down. So what I tend to teach and what I do with clients is really tuning into the desires, tuning into the frequency of those desires, the energy of those desires, and start to feel them and learn with them and play with them. Yes, what that will bring up is the shadow side of those desires. So we all have a shadow, which are these niggling beliefs. But once you start to understand the shadow, once you start to understand what is coming up for you, you can start to work with that energy. You can start to calm it. You can start to clear it. Because the worst thing is never dreaming because you're scared of the bad feeling anyway. That is what most people live their lives by. They don't set goals. They don't set dreams because what if they don't come true? And as well, you listen to the fears that tell you this is as good as it's going to get, which is often what we do. And that's why we tend to set ourselves in a place that doesn't feel as good. So we don't end up being in alignment with what we'd really love to have. And what we'd really love to have, we end up saying, you know, when I win the lottery, or if I could do this, if I could do that. And often we put it outside of ourselves as something really big. Even if we're trying to focus on it, so we've been intentionally manifesting and it's not happening, it's still because we're not in alignment yet. And sometimes our underlying fears are telling us it's going to happen someday. Someday it'll happen, or maybe I'm working towards it. We have all these different things that are putting resistance and putting time between you and what you want. It is really about what is it you actually want? Getting clear on those desires, getting clear on that dream life, getting clear on what could be possible for you if you stop focusing on the fear. Getting really clear on that, and then being able to work through the niggling thoughts and let them go. Release them finally so that you can start to allow your energy to rise. Every time we do this, you focus on the stars with your dreams. You focus on that higher level. And then what you find is, what is weighing you down? What is the heaviness? Where's the stickiness? What is it about? And what you can do when you find that sticky energy, when you find that resistance, you can work out, was your desire really the desire that you wanted, and lean into that? Or you can look at, is there just some sticky resistance that I need to release, some fears that are coming up, some old ways of thinking that I need to clear so that I can start to let that energy go, let that heaviness go, and align with the energy of my desires, which are at that higher vibration. So it really is about letting go of the fears that have been taking hold, letting go of the fears that have been sinking into your heart and stopping your desires coming to life, because that's what it's all about. It isn't about your desires are not for you. The fact you have them desires means you are meant to have those desires. You don't have the same desires as me, and I don't have the same desires of you because of that reason. If you have them, you are meant to have them. It's not some sick joke the universe does and drops these desires in and goes, oh, but they're too far out of reach for you. That isn't how it works. The universe gives you those desires. Your soul gives you those desires because that is exactly where you're meant to go. But only the brave really go for what they want, because they're the ones who are ready to face their fears and go for it anyway. So this week, I challenge you to face your fears. What is it that's been holding you back? What is it that you're really scared of? If you were successful today, what is it you would worry would happen? Because there will be something. There'll be something underneath those fears. So please tune in and have a listen and see what's going on. And if you want to dive deeper, make sure you come and join me in the Magnetic Woman community, where you get all of my Ultimate Manifestation Bundle, including Accelerate, Magnificence, and Manifest Your Magnificent Life. And also you get access to an amazing community of women. We are going to be diving right into this, and Accelerate, we've been exploring all of this energy. So it's all there for you to start doing now. There is no excuse. If you decide your desires are for you and you are ready to let go of them fears, then make sure you sign up today, because it is going to be perfect to get you aligned to where you need to be. Because remember, this life is meant to be magnificent. It is not meant to be vanilla. It is not meant to be boring. It is not meant to be filled with fear. So please allow yourself to step up and rise and be the queen that you are meant to be. You are here for more. You are here for magic and miracles, and you are here to make this life amazing. So please don't hold yourself back any longer and really dive in and go for it. I will catch you next week. Bye.